Chapter 6. Employees make their own decisions. At most companies, the manager needs to agree to employees' decisions. This stops innovation and slows development. At Netflix, we think that it's fine not to agree with your manager and to do things that she doesn't like. We don't want people dropping great ideas because the manager doesn't understand them. That's why we say at Netflix, don't try to please the manager. Try to do what is best for the company. At most companies, if you want to do well at your job, you listen carefully to your manager and do what she thinks is best. At Netflix, we believe that we're fastest and most innovative when employees make and own their decisions. We try to develop good decision-making everywhere in our company. And we're happy that top managers make few decisions.
When we started working together, I was surprised how much time Reed could spend on the book. He believes that if a manager of a company is busy, then he isn't really doing his job. You can only share decision-making with high talent density and in an open organization. Without these things, it doesn't work. People do well in jobs that give them control over their own decisions. Since the 1980s, management research has been filled with ideas on how to give tasks to employees and help them feel in control. But at most organizations, it's the manager's job to see that his team doesn't make stupid decisions. Decisions that cost time and money. If you're the manager, Reed's idea of don't try to please the manager isn't just strange, it's frightening. Are you ready to really take away controls? Think of this situation. You get a great management job at an innovative company. You're paid well, and you have a team of 5 talented employees. You really want to succeed and allow employees to make decisions. Sheila, a person on the team, comes to you with an innovative idea that you think is going to fail.
Before telling Sheila that you think her idea will fail, you should ask yourself these questions. Is Sheila a great employee who makes good decisions? Can she make a positive change? Is she good enough to be on your team? If you answer no to any of these questions, you should fire her. But if your answer is yes, let her decide. When managers stop controlling decisions, the business innovates more quickly. Of course, not all decisions your people make will succeed, so it's hard for the manager to allow them. Without the manager in control, there will be more bad decisions than normal. Netflix employees are good, but when they enter the company, they don't want to fail. They're only different from employees at other companies because they're free to make their own decisions. If your employees are excellent and you allow them to be free to follow the ideas they believe in, innovation will happen. Netflix works in a creative market where mistakes won't kill anyone. If we have no innovation and no creative ideas, we have big problems. If you hope for more innovation on your team, you must teach employees to find ways to move the business on, not ways to please their managers. Teach employees to question their managers, and teach managers not to stop their employees making decisions. The employee will sometimes fail and sometimes succeed. We want all employees to take bets that they believe in and try new things, even when the manager or others think the ideas are stupid. When some of those bets fail, we find answers to any problems as quickly as possible and talk about what we've learned.
What to do before and after you take bets. Taking bets has been part of business for a long time. The idea of don't try to please your manager works best if employees follow four steps. The Netflix innovation cycle. 1. Tell people about the idea and look for people who are against it. 2. Try a big idea to see if it works. 3. The person who knows most should take the bet. 4. If it succeeds, have a party. If it fails, sunshine it.
If you're a Netflix employee with an idea, you should write to lots of your colleagues, explaining it and asking for opinions. This is a great way to get open feedback and make better decisions for the company. For smaller projects, you can have meetings about your idea with colleagues and get an idea of how they feel about it.
At Netflix, employees can try an innovative project in the market when managers are against it. Few other companies allow this.
At Netflix, a person will ask for colleagues' opinions, but doesn't need anyone to agree before making a decision. For each important decision, there's always one person who understands more than others. That person can make the decision. At Netflix, you don't need management to sign anything. If it's your project, you're responsible for it, and you sign the contract.
Often, talented people join Netflix because they like how free they feel. Some find it frightening, and they need time to work in this way, or they move to another company.
In today's organizations, people don't always talk about failure. At Netflix, we do three things. 1. Ask what learning came from the project. 2. We don't make a big thing of it. 3. Ask the person to sunshine the failure.
A project that fails at Netflix should be shared. After a big mistake, you must talk openly about it. If you don't own the mistake, things can get much worse.